Today is September 8, 2008. It is the beginning of the long-term meditation retreat. Of those who have come here to meditate, Searo feels happy and delighted. For those who have practiced, it's okay. But those who haven't practiced before might find this experience a little bit uncomfortable, and there must be some suffering, so on. Why? Because one has to take care and be aware of the physical, verbal, and mental stuff. But if you really think far, then if you practice and on the way, then you will find that these discomforts will gradually go away. The physical suffering and mental suffering will become less and less, and you will be able to also understand the true nature of Dhamma, which is very valuable. So it is important that you try to bear this discomfort as much as possible and have sadha, faith and confidence and practice so that you will get on the path. When you practice meditation, then your mind becomes clear and you will feel tranquil and you will have a lot of benefits. That's why it is important that you try to strive on that. And Searo also feels that it's important to do this, and he wants to urge you, what he said earlier this morning, to have sadha, faith and confidence in your practice. Today's Dhamma talk will be called Daru Kanda Pama Sutta. So that's a Pali term, and if we take it one by one, Daru means like a lock, Kanda means apart, a section, and Pama or Upama means example. So this literally means the sermon which takes a lock, a part of a lock, a part of a tree as an example. This happened in Buddha's time. Specifically at that time, Buddha was staying near the bank of Ganges River in the town called Kosambi. It is probably, there are probably all four kinds of audience in there, as you know, the male monks, the female monks, male laymen and women. The four audience are probably also there. At that moment in the Ganges River, there was a log floating. At that time, Lord Buddha says that he wanted to use that log that is floating in the Ganges River as an example for his sermon. As Yogi probably know, Lord Buddha has a lot of compassion and loving kindness. And all the time, he gave out his compassion and loving kindness to all the people. And especially if there is a circumstance that will benefit his followers, then he would use that moment to give a sermon or a Dhamma talk. In this particular case, when he saw a log floating on the Ganges River, Lord Buddha desired, said that if he gave a sermon using that as an example, then his devotees will be able to understand the Dhamma better and to practice. And as such, they will get deliverance from the suffering. So that is why at that moment, Lord Buddha decided to give this sermon. So Searo has recited several verses and gave the literal translation to be complete of the sutta, but we'll just try to give an overview of what Searo says. After Lord Buddha decided to give the sermon, then Lord Buddha pointed out to that log that is floating in the Ganges River and told his disciples, "My Dhamma sons and daughters, do you see that log floating in that Ganges River? I am sure you can all see it." So the monks and the followers replied in unison, "Bande, my Lord, our Lord, yes, we can see that log." So at that time, Lord Buddha says, "Then, if you take that log, then you will observe the following. That log is not lying on this bank, and it is also not lying on the other bank. It is just in the middle of the water, and it is floating, and it does not sink. And it has not landed on the ground. So it is just floating. Nobody, no human, has come to pick it up, nor do the devas, the deities, pick it up. If there is no whirlpool that will suck it up, and if it is not going to rot it, then you can see that that log will ultimately reach the ocean. Why is that? Because by nature, the Ganges River flows into the ocean. So that is the path. And the log of the path, unless something happens like all the things above mentioned, the log will end up in the ocean. So Lord Buddha said, just as the log is taken as an example, you Dhamma sons, if you do not lie at this bank, or if you don't go to the other bank, then you do not sink in the middle of the water, or you don't land on the ground. If nobody will pick up the humans and the devas, if there is no whirlpool to suck you up, and if there is no rotten of your internal organs, then definitely you will tend towards Nibbana. So in this, Searo gave some Pali words, which are almost like synonyms, but they give similar meanings to heaven liberated. Why is that? Because if you have samadhi, right belief, right view, then that leads towards Nibbana. So that was Buddha's sermon using the log as an example. When Buddha said that, one monk who wanted to know more and probably is very thoughtful asked Lord Buddha this question. "Bande, we understand some of the examples that you have said, because we see for ourselves in the Ganges River that log does not stick to this bank or to the other bank. It does not sink and so on. But we are not sure of the meaning of the other stuff where it says where the man do not pick up and Deva does not pick up and so on. So we would like to know more about the details of what you said and what it implies." Then Lord Buddha explained what he means by this bank and the other bank, and so on. For in the example, this side of the bank or this side of the river stands for the six inner ayatana. They are the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, and the mind. And as you know, they are the organs that you are familiar with, then you have to practice when you are doing Vipassana meditation. In the example, the other side or the other bank stands for the six exterior ayatana. They stand for the sight, the sound, the smell, the taste, the touch, and your thoughts. So Lord Buddha explained that if you are delighted and attached to the six sense doors, the eyes, ears, and so on, it is similar to the log being stuck to this side of the bank. And if this log is stuck to one bank, then it will not make its way to the ocean. Likewise, if you are delighted and attached to the six sense doors, then you are like that log being stuck on this bank, and you will not get liberated. So what about the other bank? If one is delighted on the six senses, the sights, sounds, and so on, it is like the log that is now stuck on the other side of the bank. The log will not be able to get its way to the ocean. Likewise, if you are attached on the six senses, then you will not face Nibbana and get liberated. So in order to explain how one can get attached to the six interior ayatana and also the six interior and six exterior ayatana, Sayadaw would take this time off to elaborate and talk about another sutta. It is known as Malujjabodha Sutra because it's about a monk called Malujjabodha. One day, a monk called Malujjabodha approached Lord Buddha and with veneration said this in Pali. The meaning is, Lord Buddha, may you try to give me a summary of how to practice Dhamma. I will be delighted if you will try to do that. Why? Because after I listened to the summary of what you said, I would approach a silent place all by myself, and with extreme vigor and diligence, I will try to practice that. So that is what this monk says to Buddha, and what Sayadaw says is a literal translation of the Pali verse that is in the sutra. Sayadaw gave an elaborate explanation of why the Malujjabodha monk said that he would, after listening to the Dhamma talk, go to a place where there is peace and tranquility all by himself, and that he will be practiced with awareness, with adabi, vigor, energy, and so on. Sayadaw mentioned that it is important to emphasize why the monk says that he wanted to go to a place all by himself and practice. In the literature and in the commentaries, it is said that there are several choices where you can practice Vipassana meditation. One preference is to find a forest where there are no other people, so you can be all alone by yourself. If not, you can choose a place at the foot of a tree and also practice. And if you cannot find them, then you have to find a place where there is peace and tranquility. So in a larger sense, a meditation retreat falls into the third category because it is neither a forest or the foot of a tree, but it is a place where there is peace and tranquility. So in a meditation retreat, there are other people. So how can you practice all by yourself? Sierra mentioned that if every individual yogi practices and is aware only of his or her practice and do not look at other yogis, and even if they happen to look at other yogis, then they just know that they are CNCN and so on, without making noise and be silent, then it is also like practicing all by yourself. It is important because if you practice by yourself and if you are silent and if you practice vigorously and if you are aware all the time, then you are able to get samadhi concentration much more quickly. That's why do not look at other people. Do not talk with other people. Just take care of your practice and practice diligently. Even if there's somebody nearby, just pretend that there is nobody around and that you are alone. And with such practice, you will be able to get concentration much more quickly. The next important word or phrase is called appamatto. It means to be aware of the moment and not to be forgetful. So why is it important? Because if one is not aware, then one is forgetful. But if one practices and have sati awareness, then the noting becomes intense, and then it also follows you are aware of what is happening at every moment. That includes what you see, what you hear, and even what you think. So whatever happens, then one should be aware of these, and you are familiar with the four kinds of vipassana. Kaya nupassana, which is the contemplation of the body. Vedana nupassana, which is the contemplation of vedana or feelings. Citta nupassana, which is the contemplation of the mind and thoughts. And Dhamma nupassana, which is all of the Dhamma things. Things that are happening in nature, and if you are aware of all these things, then your concentration will get much better. And if you get more concentration, then you'll get what is known as khanika samadhi, momentary concentration. And that it leads you to get higher knowledge. That is why it is important to have appamatto, not to be forgetful and to be aware of every moment. So to summarize today's talk, you have come here to participate in this meditation retreat. With sadha, faith and confidence, it is important that you will try to increase it more, not slacken it. Have your virya energy at its highest, because what you practice is most precious, and you would like to say to yourself that you are following the true teachings of Lord Buddha, that you are truly practicing samadhi and panya, concentration practice and wisdom practice. And this will ultimately lead to the cessation from the suffering and then face liberation. You are following Buddha's exhortations exactly and then practicing so that you will practice, then your mind will be clear. And as you practice further, may you realize what you want most, path, fruition, and nirvana, And with that, we end today's Dhamma talk.